Well, hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Jamie Young, and on this World Ventures special edition of Drive Time University Overdrive, we're interviewing one of our top income earners. He's achieved the highest rank in our company, International Marketing Director, and he did this on his 35th birthday. He's recently been featured on our Voyager magazine, and today he's going to share his story and the philosophy he's used to succeed. He's got over 13 years experience in the network marketing industry and literally flies all around the world to help people just like you. He was the second international marketing director in Singapore's history. He's about to be a father next month, and he's just got a wealth of knowledge and a huge heart for helping people succeed in World Ventures. He really embodies the one big team mentality, and it's just amazing to see that no matter where people are, whichever country they're from, as long as they're in World Ventures, they really embody the same spirit. And so I give you the one and only Mr. Dennis Bay. And so Dennis, why don't you get us kicked off here today and just tell us a little bit about your background.
Hi everybody, all right, this is Dennis here. All right, so I come from Singapore, the Lion City, or they call it the Garden City. It's a very beautiful place. All right, we welcome you to come to Singapore anytime. I've been in network marketing for the last 13 years, ever since I was in school, when I was in university. And I graduated from the National University of Singapore in the Bachelor's of Computer Science. So while I was in school, right, I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And that really changed my life. I decided I will not work for anybody and I'll start my own business. So what happened was I got to know about network marketing in the year 2000 when the law in Singapore changed. So prior to year 2000, December, this network marketing industry in Singapore was non-existent. It was practically illegal, right? But the government changed the law and legalized the industry and regulated the industry. So they invited some of the best companies to come into Singapore to offer us this opportunity. So I joined one of the top 100 companies in direct selling. It's a public listed company on the New York Stock Exchange. They do nutritional and skincare products. So very fortunate, I managed to build a huge business, right? Within 3 years, right? My first 3 years, I became one of the top ranking leaders in Singapore and one of the youngest ones in Singapore. And ever since then, right? I've been traveling around the world, teaching people how to run their own internet home-based businesses, because my passion and my profession is technology. So that's where I really find satisfaction. What happened since is that I've been traveling around the world, talking to people, teaching people how to run their own business from home. And about 3.5 years ago, on a fateful day, sometime in 2010, right, I received an email from my friend James Lee, who met me at one of my internet marketing seminars. So he told me to look at this fantastic opportunity, and if you don't look at it, you're going to regret it for life. So he was pretty serious, so I decided to take a look, and thankfully, I took a look at the opportunity, and I found World Ventures. So World Ventures really rocked my world and helps many, many people around the world. I was very, very surprised when I first saw it. And ever since then, right, it's been a fantastic ride with World Ventures, and we've helped people in Asia, as well as many countries in the world, embrace a fantastic business opportunity.
That's awesome, Dennis. You've had success in the industry, and you literally stepped away from another business to do World Ventures. What is it about World Ventures that caught your eye?
Well, the thing is, Jamie, right, I've been in the nutrition industry for a long time. And it's just getting a little bit tiring having to compare products with many, many companies. And the industry is getting just so competitive because every company has a great product. You know, every company has great business plans, great company backgrounds. I mean, almost every company, right? I won't say all companies, but almost every decent company out there in the industry has a great product and plan and good opportunity, right? But the thing is, you know, it always ends up at the same result when I meet someone who's representing another company's products, right? That at the end of the day, we end up, you know, just becoming friends and congratulating each other that we're in the network marketing industry. But there's no way to work together because we're all selling the same kind of products. So either I buy their products or they'll buy my products just to, you know, maintain the friendship. So it's getting a bit tiring. So I decided, hey, why don't I, you know, venture more and spend more time doing the thing I like to do, which is internet business. So I wanted to really teach people how to use things like Google AdWords, AdSense, WordPress marketing, internet marketing, affiliate marketing to build a home-based business. So I was really spending more time doing that. And my network marketing business was continuing to pay me and my family a very good, fantastic passive income. All right, so I did not really have to look at that business so much because, you know, my parents are retired on it. They love nutrition and they're still right now enjoying the products and the opportunity there. So when I saw World Ventures, right, I was like, it hit me like a ton of bricks, especially the gumball presentation, right? Because it did a comparison between the nutrition industry and the travel industry. And I was literally shocked at how big the travel industry is growing and how big the travel industry is going to become, right, in the next 5 to 10 years. So the second part that attracted me about World Ventures is it's totally online. It's a totally home-based, internet-based business where we have no logistics problems. We don't have to worry about stocking up products at home. We don't have to worry about delivering products. We don't even need to worry about learning much about the product because it doesn't take much effort to train someone that, you know, going to the Grand Canyon is a lot of fun. You know, or having a fantastic time at the most beautiful beaches in Thailand is a lot of fun. You know, and if you can save on your vacation and get better value, you know, it's the new wave of travel. It is really a revolution in the travel industry. And I was really surprised that there is actually a company in this industry that managed to have a successful track record, right, in travel and direct selling at the same time. So it was like never heard of before in the industry of network marketing. So the third thing that attracted me was World Ventures is nowhere to be found in Asia Pacific. So I'm from Asia. You know, at a time 3.5 years ago when I knew about this, I asked my friends, hey, have you heard of this thing called World Ventures? It's a travel direct selling company. And almost everyone said, what? World what? So it was like, you know, it was like the opportunity dropped from the heavens. You know, it's like, if I don't take this opportunity, if we don't take this opportunity, I'll really just hit myself on the wall when I grow old and I become a grandfather. You know, I cannot even imagine what I'm going to be telling my grandchildren if I tell them that I missed the biggest opportunity in network marketing in the entire history of the industry. All right, back to you, Jamie.
So Dennis, one of the cool things is you mentioned that you've done things with AdWords and had other success in an internet, you know, business, but World Ventures has really grown very organically word of mouth because the way that people, they just want to travel together. They invite people they like and they care about, and those are the people that join World Ventures. So share with us, you know, given the fact that you'd been with the previous company and that was a business that you couldn't really touch, you know, how did you get started in World Ventures and then tap into the other people that your team members knew?
Okay, so basically, I just followed the fundamental skills and principles, right, that I've learned from my mentors over the years and from many mentors who are great and very successful in network marketing. All right, so the key step number one is to, you know, look at your names list, right? You need to start a names list, right? And really go through your warm market and, you know, go talk to every single person on your names list, regardless of, you know, their background or whatever it is, right? Because you never know who could be your next, you know, key leader in your team, right? So look at your names list, do a names list of your warm market. And what I did was I went to talk to every single person that I could, except those who were in my previous business. Okay, so I looked at, you know, people who are not in my previous business, you know, people that I met day to day, right, in my life. And I also try to add new names to the name list constantly. So every day I try to attend some form of an event where I can network and socialize with people. If I don't have an event to go to, I'm going to go out I'm not going to stay at home. I'm going to go out and try to exchange 3 business cards with 3 total strangers while I'm shopping, while I go look at properties, while I go look at new cars, or just doing the things that I love to do, all right? Of course, you know, we also use social media, right, a little bit, right, to expand our network online to people who are maybe not in your local market. Right, so usually what we'll do is try to, you know, talk to people who love traveling, join maybe social communities online, people who love to travel, people who are interested in travel, and try to meet them and have a chat and just make friends. So the whole idea is if you want to be a successful network marketer, you know, we can throw you anywhere in the world so long as they speak your language and you will be able to build a team. So that was the principles that I used, right, to start in World Ventures. And it's so much easier than, you know, trying to market something that has to do with, you know, pills, potions, and lotions, because everybody loves to travel. You just have to ask them, hey, do you like to travel? Do you love to go holidays and vacations? Every single person that I talk to will say, yeah, I love it, right? I mean, if some guy were to reply that, no, I don't like vacations, I would say, great, nice talking to you. I know, I turn the other way and walk away. All right, so I just talk to people who love to travel. It's so easy, you know, to cut in and, you know, start the topic of travel, you know, and saving on your next vacation. All right, so, you know, to me, it's really not that difficult.
So when you got started, Dennis, what did that look like for you? I mean, what did you do? You just shared kind of how you built your names list and that, you know, you did talk to the people that you knew. And then as you went around your day-to-day life, you weren't like prospecting people, but you were just kind of naturally meeting people, and those that you had a connection with, you would get their information and you would build a friendship or relationship with them. You you had some pretty fast success with World Ventures. And so what did that look like?
All right, I think the key here is, you know, we used a simple, coachable, you know, teachable system and a duplicable system. So, you know, keep it simple, right? When I prospected people, right, I just talked about travel. And if they get interested, what I would do is go into an invitation and I would invite them to do either a one-on-one or a, you know, two-on-one with James, my, you know, my upline. Or invite them to a small travel party, you know, a gathering where we'd play some push-play videos, you know, and show some videos about the company, about our product, you know, and share the plan with them, right? And if they get interested, we get them to join us as a member, and we'll put them into a simple fast start training and teach them to do the same things that we did to them, right? So we would do this on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, or on a daily basis, from small meetings to you know, group sessions to like big trainings every 1 month to 2 months, right? And it all really exploded. I remember in the first year, it was really tough for us because we did not have, in fact, any Asian dream trips at all, right? We only had US and Europe dream trips. So when people looked at the product, they would have complaints saying that, hey, you know, there's nothing going on in Asia, right? So we had to really look for leadership, people who could see the vision of the company and where we would be become in the next 6 months, 12 months, you know, 24 months, right? So people who have the vision, who can share the vision with us, they come on board and we started it off. But it really kicked off when Mark Aceta came to Singapore for the first momentum training, right? And that was the point when people started to see that, you know, the company is serious about Asia. And we went, I remember the first training event that we had with Martin Ruoff, IMD Martin Ruoff. It was like, you know, it was something like less than 100 people. And it was really bad. Okay. But those are the pioneers, right? And when momentum came, right, you know, it was like exploded. You know, it just exploded. Right, when Mark came. So training is really important. Plug into the company's training, leverage the speakers that come from overseas, right? Because people like to meet and learn from people who are from another place, another country. So always sell the events, always promote the events aggressively, because every event, if you have 10, 20, 50, 100, the more people you have at the event, the bigger your business is going to grow. So basically, we just plugged into the system and kept it really simple.
Dennis, you were talking about the importance of consistency and how you just kept doing this every single day. Can you speak to why that's so important?
Yeah, I mean the two golden rules of success from anybody who's making a lot of money in network marketing is persistency and consistency. So the idea is, pay attention, get excited, never quit. So you just have to keep doing it every day. But if you think about it on the bright side, compared to a traditional job where you would need to go through getting a degree, getting a master's, getting a PhD, network marketing is really doing simple, things, repeating simple tasks every day, right? For a year, 2 years, 3 years in your life, you're still doing this exact same thing every single day, every single week, every single month. But your income, right, your passive income, the business that you build grows exponentially because network marketing leverages the power of exponential growth, right? Yeah, so, you just have to keep doing the same thing every single day. In fact, sometimes it gets boring, but we don't care because if I'm able to be financially free just by doing simple things every day, teaching my team members to do simple things every day and help millions of people change their lives, right? And retire younger, retire with a better bank account, more financial freedom, more time freedom, why not? It sure beats working in a 9-to-5 job, 45 years of your life, and retire at 65 with, almost next to nothing.
So Dennis, when people are in our business, everyone has their own challenges. They always, everyone will hit their own roadblock. But what would you say to someone? How do you help someone overcome that roadblock and keep going if they when they hit it?
Oh, that's a good question. The first most important thing when you recruit a new team member, right, is really you have to ask them a big question. So what I teach my team members is, to have a coffee, with your new teammate, and make sure you have it in a nice, quiet place, where the environment is better, cozy kind of place, quiet, and you want to ask that person a very serious question. You want to look deep into his or her eyes and ask them a very serious question and say, why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? Why? What do you see that you can gain from this? Or what are your dreams? What are your goals? So we want to find out that deep why that person wants to do this. And what do they want to achieve, in 1 year, in 2 years, in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years with an opportunity like that? How do they want their lives to change? And this is really the key motivating factor because our dreams are not important. Their dreams are more important, right? So if you know your team members' dreams and goals, you will be able to bring them, through thick and thin. You'll be able to, push them when they're down and pull them when they need a pull, right? Because you know exactly what they want. So I remember, I'm reading a book, right, where very famous author said, right, if you can give people what they want, the world becomes your oyster. So that's it. Back to you, Jamie.
That's wonderful, Dennis. Absolutely wonderful. And that's what's so neat about World Ventures is that, we can really help people get on whatever path they want based on their time, their resources, and ambition. And, we have the flexibility here, unlike maybe a traditional job, to do this in your spare time, in your part time, or get to the point where you're doing this full time. Although, what I think is really interesting for people to know is that even full time per se is not necessarily full time the way that some people may think. I think in our company, which is massively grown around the world, there are very few people that actually do World Ventures 40 hours a week. But what they do is they put in full time energy into the hours that they do have in the day. And so I know Dennis, for you to get where you got. I don't know how many hours you were working every day, but you put in full-time energy and passion, and that's what got you to the top. So can you tell us a little bit more about your journey on how you became the second IMD in Singapore?
All right, okay, that's an interesting story. Okay, so, you know, like I said, right, James met me during one of my seminars and we became friends. So he sent me that email that, you know, changed my life and helped many people change their lives, right, because of that single email, right? And he sent that email to me and I did not really look at it because I was busy, but he did not give up, right? He kept following up, calling me and asking me, hey, have you looked at the website? Have you looked at the video? Have you looked at the company? Right, when can we meet to talk about it? Right, so I actually did look at it at the end because he was so persistent. So persistency is key, right? When you wanna recruit someone who could be the next IMD in your team, right? So never give up, right? That's the first thing. So I looked at the business and I got so excited. I flew all the way back from China on a consultancy project to meet up with James and ask him questions about it. And as a matter of fact, when I asked him a lot of questions, even James himself could not answer me. So James did a very smart thing. He said, hey, why don't you talk to our uplines, you know, in the US and the UK? And that's how I got to know Peter Powderham and Shush Arya and Matt Morris. And the interesting thing was, right, I actually knew Matt Morris from way back during one of the internet marketing seminars. So leveraging your uplines is key. You know, you don't want to try to be the super expert yourself. You want to always leverage another expert, a third party who has more results, more success than you, and more credibility. So that's exactly what James did. And I got in touch with Matt, and basically Matt and I just connected right away. And I learned a lot of things from him, and I decided to fly all the way from Singapore to the US to attend the Las Vegas convention. You know, even though there was nothing going on in Singapore at the time. So me, James, we flew over, we saw the company, we met Mike Asque, we met Wayne Nugent, we met Carl Lowe, John McKillop, and it was a done deal. So we decided that we're gonna build Asia, and I flew back to Singapore and I started to go 200%. So basically every day from morning until midnight, I will be presenting to people, prospecting people, doing presentations every single day. And I told my wife, I remember, right, at the very beginning, that I told my wife, hey, I must succeed within my first 2 years in this business. If I don't, right, the worst thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna quit network marketing. But in my heart, right, my heart, I knew that I will never quit network marketing. So basically I burned the bridge. You know, I gave myself a end result that is so painful that I will never wanna go there. So I burned the bridge and I told myself, I am going to succeed in this no matter what. And I'm gonna be, if I'm not gonna be number one, I'm gonna be number two or whatever, right? I'm gonna be one of the best people in Asia. So every day talk to people, every day presenting to people, every day, right, training my team members so that they know what to do. Okay, and that went on for the first 1 year and 2 months. Okay, so initially it was great. I became a senior rep very fast, the first senior rep in Asia. Shortly after, I became the first director in Asia. And what happened was we got stuck. I was stuck as a director for 1 year and 2 months, the first year, right? And I had half of my team quit because there was a guy in my team who started to sell multiple programs to their team members and it confused everyone and people just left. Okay, so it wasn't all great, you know, but we never gave up. We continued to talk to people. We continued to build a business. And lo and behold, when momentum came, you know, market setter came, people got the confidence, people shared the belief, they really see things happening, right? And it just exploded. So I became a marketing director after that. And shortly after, within the next about 150 days, right, I went from marketing director, in a month, hit regional marketing director. The next month, I hit national marketing director. And the next month, Right, I remember very clearly September 28th on my 35th birthday, I hit International Marketing Director. And it's been growing like crazy ever since. You know, so initially it's gonna be tough, guys, right? You just have to keep biting the bullet and keep talking to people, keep talking to people, keep talking to people, keep talking to people. And no matter what people tell you, no matter how much you know, people tell you that you can't, you just have to give up, you know, go back to your job or whatever, just ignore them and keep talking to people and never ever quit, right? So life is fair. I believe if you put in enough hard work and effort in something, you know, you will be rewarded, right? So it wasn't all smooth and easy for us, but we still pulled through and now we're financially free. Back to you, Jamie.
So Dennis, now that you've achieved this level of success, you didn't stop though. You're still helping people. You're still growing your team. Why do you keep doing it?
Well, it's very important that, you know, I mean, there's an old saying that if you love what you do, you never stop doing what you love, right? All right, so, you know, it's not about the money. Right, I mean, if we want to just make money, we can go sell cars, sell houses, you know, do whatever you want, right? It's not about the money. I mean, I'm a very big fan and student of Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump, right? As well as Warren Buffett. So especially the book, there's a book by Robert Kiyosaki that I highly recommend all of you to read. It's called The Business School. So the title of the book is The Business School, and the subtitle says, The Perfect Business Where People Help People Help People. So the reason why I do network marketing, right, or MLM, most people call it multi-level marketing, because of something very interesting that I want to share with all of you now on this call. To me, MLM has a deeper meaning. MLM, first of all, stands for make lots of money, right? Make lots of money. Okay, so, I mean, if this business doesn't make lots of money, then, you know, what's the point, right? We still need money to enjoy a lot of things in life, you know. But the second meaning is more important, right? The second meaning of MLM to me is making life meaningful. Because in a traditional job, your boss or your superior manager will never want you to surpass them and become their boss or their superior manager. You know, that's impossible. They want you to work below them forever, right? But in network marketing, your upline, if you have a good upline mentor who's willing to help you, you have a, you know, solid company like World Ventures, right, who really, you know, is in it for the long run and not a hit and run kind of business, and you have a fantastic opportunity, right, to build your business, you will find that your uplines will teach you everything that they know. And they want you to be more successful than them. And they want you to make more money than them, because that in turn secures their own success. So it's the most fulfilling career in the entire world. And Robert Kiyosaki says it right. It's the perfect business. There is no other business in this world where someone is willing to give you everything to help you become more successful than them. You know, so far, at least to my knowledge, there's no such other career in the world right now. Only network marketing. That's why I love what I do. Now, the third and final meaning I want to share with you guys, what MLM means, it's many lasting memories. In my 13 years in network marketing, I've never really enjoyed selling the product. You know, I'm trying to get someone to take my pills or use my lotions and potions, you know, because, you know, I'm more into helping people, you know, change their lives financially. So I really love the business opportunity part of it. Okay. So, but throughout the 13 years, the most memorable times that I've had are when I'm with my team members, we're on a nice holiday, we're enjoying a nice meal at this interesting country that I've never been to, right? And we take photos and we share videos and we just laugh and enjoy life, you know, not doing sales, right? So MLM really creates many lasting memories. And in the words of Wayne Nugent, our founder, World Ventures embodies that 100%. Because when you travel, what do? You take photos, you take videos, right? You enjoy a relaxed time with your friends, and you have fun. So World Ventures embodies creating many lasting memories, and that is why I do MLM. All right, back to you, Jim.
So Dennis, now that you have achieved the success, you're creating these memories, share with people, what does it look like? What does it feel like when you do have that flexibility in your schedule and you've got the opportunities to really do what you want and you're not limited based on time and money?
As a matter of fact, Jamie, right? I mean, the view from the top is good. It's really good, right? You know, we all had our fair share of ups and downs. We've climbed the mountain to the top. And for all of you out there who are still, you know, struggling and you're climbing that mountain, right? And maybe in front of you, there's a lot of clouds blocking you from seeing the peak. You know what? Going up is better than going down, right? So the thing is, right, life is very different now. I'm expecting my first child, my first boy next month. And to be able to wake up in the morning and not have to go to a job, not have to report to work, and be able to just spend time with my wife and my parents anytime that I like, spend time, you know, taking care of my family and doing the things that we love to do, and not having to worry and be stressed about our bills, about money, about, you know, workers, employees, logistics, bank loans, staff, all that stuff that gives a traditional businessman headaches every day. That is really the most satisfying, you know, thing. And being able to be a full-time father to my, you know, upcoming boy, you know, I'm really excited, and I'm just thinking and planning about what I'm going to do with him every single day. And it's just fantastic. Isn't that what most of you guys out there want? And if you're able to work hard in a business and an opportunity, you know, over the next 1, 2, 3 years, and you retire yourself for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and you build a legacy income for your child, for your next generation, so they can do the things that they want to do and not have to worry about taking care of you when you're old. I mean, isn't that what everybody wants? Okay? I mean, I because of World Ventures car bonus, right? My Mercedes-Benz is paid for with the car bonus. Because of my second account, which I just qualified regional marketing director, I have a second car bonus. And because of World Ventures, right, I chose not to buy a second car. What I did was I bought my dream bike, a Harley Davidson Rocker C Custom Jet Blue Edition. So it is just fantastic. All right, so, I mean, I got my bike, I got my car. With a house bonus, I now stay in a luxurious private apartment in one of the most highest-end places in Singapore, where people are slogging their lives away trying to achieve, you know, and the World Ventures house bonus pays for it. I go on fantastic, luxurious regional marketing director dream trips every year. Last year was Monte Carlo. And this year is Jamaica, but unfortunately, because of my boy, I can't go for Jamaica. All right, but every year you get to go to places like that. And it's paid for with the RMD Dream Trip. And you're making a, you know, a ridiculous amount of income, right? You know, and you're totally financially and free, and you know, you have all the time freedom that you want. So guys, trust me. If you're out there listening to this, and you want this kind of lifestyle, you desire this for you and your family and your loved ones and your next generation, every single morning when you wake up, you open up your eyes, just look, just tell yourself in your brain, just say these three characters three times, okay? When you wake up in the morning, just say, IMD, 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 every day. Right, because if you believe it, you will definitely achieve it.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to share all this information, wealth of knowledge. It's just so cool. It's so neat to see, like I said in the beginning, people winning, succeeding from all around the world. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. If you've got desire, if you're willing to plug into our World Ventures simple system and do the work and put in the effort, really the possibilities are endless. This is definitely not get rich quick. You have to put in the work, like Dennis mentioned, but these are all things that are possible, and it's extremely exciting, the timing that we have here with World Ventures. And so, Dennis, again, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your baby coming next month. Can't wait to see pictures with the baby and the You Should Be Here sign. I know that's coming. And again, thank you. This is Jamie Young signing off.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you very much, guys. Go IMD.